name. Anyway, we always raised red potatoes, but okay. Now they've gone to white ones.
Okay. Did you ever grow tomatoes?
Tomatoes are very hard to raise in the valley because we have such a short season.
Well, how short is the season?
Oh, it's still freezing 20th of June, and it freezes again 15th to 20th of September.
That's pretty short.
Right.
I take it no fruit grows around here, or am I wrong?
Some people have what they call a transparent apple.
Uh-huh.
It's a little yellow apple. And some people can raise them, but mine always froze. I never had one.
Okay.
You know, my blooms always froze up.
Yeah, so some apples.
Yeah, but very few.
Okay. Can you get fruit down here? Do they have fruit stands or anything? Or did they?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of fruits?
See, and a lot of, okay, back in the days when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
One guy would take his truck.
Okay.
Because not everybody had a truck.
Sure.
If one person had a truck, he would take his truck and they would go over to Grand Junction.
Okay.
And bring in a whole load of peaches.
Really?
And then we would all buy from them for $2 a bushel. Now it's, what, $25 a bushel?
what kind of peaches did they have? Do you remember the names? They have like...
Alberta.
Okay.
And then they had what they called a cling, but my dad and mom would never buy the clings. Because they won't turn loose in the seed.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to just rip them loose in the seed.
Oh, okay.
But in Alberta, you can just cut it in half and the seed will just come right out easily.
Oh.
Then when you can your peaches, see, you got beautiful, nice, pretty peaches.
Sure.
Otherwise, you have them in hunks.
You're going to match them up or something. So would that Alberta be considered a freestone?
Yeah, it could be. Because when you open it, the seed pops loose.
Got it.
Right.
Okay.
They called them Albertas when I was a kid, but I don't know what they are now.
Okay. I just learned something new from you. A few. That's something that I should have learned a long time ago. Let me get back to the house a little bit. We talked about rooms. You mentioned bedrooms. Did you have a room that everybody would use at some point to either entertain people or to lounge around in or what have you?
Yeah, we had a living room.
Okay.
Very small.
Was it?
Yeah, but we all crowded in there. We were poor as church mice and we didn't even realize it. We had so much fun.
Did you?
Yeah.
You would have had to have a kitchen, obviously.
Right, but our kitchen, when my brother went in the service, let's see, that was, had to have been, early 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when my brother graduated from high school, he went into the Air Force, and at that time, when he got his checks from the Air Force, he bought my mother a gas stove. Up till then, we had used wood stove.
Wow.
You know, every morning you'd have to get up and put the wood in and heat the stove, and then we didn't have a water heater or anything because the water heater was what they called a water jacket, came up the back of the stove.
Okay.
So unless the stove was going, the water was cold.
Oh, okay, right.
Okay.
Do two things with one.
Yes.
That's good.
But my brother bought mom her first gas stove
after
he went in the service.
And that meant having to get gas too, I suppose. You didn't have gas before you had the stove, did you?
No, but then we just went with a propane tank.
Oh, okay.
See, we didn't have natural gas, we had propane tank.
Okay. Did you eat in the kitchen? Or did you have
we had a little dining room.
Did you?
The kitchen was long.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And then it widened out on this end, and that's where Mom always had the table and everything. We all had to eat at the table. There wasn't any of this TV tray crap.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You either ate at the table or you didn't eat.
I like it. That's good. Did you have a fireplace in the house?
Oh, no.
No. So you had that wood stove.
Right. Okay. We had two wood stoves, in fact, because we had the wood burner in the living room.
Okay.
You know? But we had the wood cook stove.
Okay. So you had two
stoves. Yeah, we had wood stoves all my life. You know,